It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Charlie Sheen says his infamous winning quote didn't make much sense. In an interview with the Two and a Half Men, after it was asked, would you say that you're still winning? He said, if I'm alive, then I'm still winning. Then he was asked if he was winning more now than when he said it all those times 7 years ago. He laughed and said, yeah, it didn't really make much sense when you break it down. He said he got the winning phrase from a big name star during a conversation they had. So I guess it wasn't even his original thing.
Things aren't going so well when you're like, well, I'm alive, so I guess I'm winning.
Right.
Like, okay.
The Brady Bunch house has a buyer, and it's HGTV. The CEO of HGTV's parent company, Discovery, said, I'm excited to share that HGTV is the winning bidder and will restore the home to its 1970s glory as only HGTV can. We'll bring all the resources to tell safe, fun stories about this beloved piece of American TV history. The LA home sold in 1973 for only $60,000. It was listed for $1.9 million, but it's believed to have gone for way more than that. Lance Bass of NSYNC, who wanted the house, is heartbroken that he didn't get it. Looks like Kanye West is going to be making a surprise appearance on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday. He hasn't been on since 2013, so that's something to look forward to. They had like a huge beef in 2013, and then he went on after that, so he hasn't been on in a while. Kathleen Turner opened up about Hollywood slamming Elizabeth Taylor and Nicolas Cage. The actress revealed her frequent co-star Michael Douglas once admitted to her that there was a competition between himself, Jack Nicholson, and Warren Beatty to see who could bet her first. She added that they all lost the bet. Turner said that working with Burt Reynolds was terrible, and he told her something about not taking second place to a woman. She also said that Elizabeth Taylor wasn't very skilled and Nicolas Cage was an a-hole to her. She also talked about her appearance on Friends, saying the actors were such a clique, and it simply that they were such a tight little group that nobody from the outside mattered. The Plain White Tees' number one hit, Hey There Delilah, is being made into a TV series. The band is teaming up with Lively McCabe Entertainment and Primary Wave to develop a scripted romantic dramedy based on the single. The song from 2006 tells the tale of a long-distance flirtation between a struggling singer and songwriter and a university student in NYC.
Hi, Delilah.
American Horror Story Apocalypse will be premiering in September for its 8th season, and Stevie Nicks will be returning. The creator of the show, Ryan Murphy, announced the return of Taisha Farmiga, Gabby Sidibe, Lily Rabe, Frances Conroy, and Stevie Nicks. The new season will be a crossover between Murder House and Coven, which Nicks guest starred on back in 2014. Apocalypse premieres September 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on FX.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
And the divorce that never ends continues as Angelina Jolie's attorneys filed a complaint that claims Brad Pitt had, he hasn't paid any child support, supposedly. That was at least meaningful since the couple split up 2 years ago. Angelina is asking the court to compel Pitt to pony up because the informal arrangement they have right now isn't working. According to the filing, she intends to file for retroactive child support as well. Pitt and Jolie share 6 children, of course, ages 9 to 16. She has asked the judge to finalize the divorce before their custody dispute is even settled. Brad's pals are claiming that this is all a publicity stunt, though, by Angelina, and someone said that Brad fulfills his commitment, so she's full of it. That is the garbage.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Liv, that was great singing right there. I appreciate you you backing up the main track right there.
You're welcome.
You're hitting those high ones this morning.
She's the soprano.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I thought you said supreme. Sorry. A corn dog thief, ladies and gentlemen, is on the loose in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
A corn dog's on the loose?
A thief.
Oh, I thought you said corn dogs on the loose at first. I thought it grew legs, walked away. What happened?
It's like, today is the day I take this stick out of my booty and I start walking on my own.
I'm free.
Somebody, according to a woman, is doing some bad stuff. She told cops she came home and found a male intruder just inside her door eating a corn dog.
Gosh, that's disturbing. That definitely takes it on to another creep level. Because, like, you open your door, you see a strange guy in your house. That right there is terrifying. Then you see him just weirdly eating a corn dog. No thanks.
Hey, girl. She recognized the man as someone she had met last year.
Ooh.
When she asked the guy, hey, why are you in my house? He said, well, I was hungry and stopped by to get something to eat.
Yeah, I don't think that's what we do when we're hungry. There probably was a Sonic or a McDonald's or somewhere nearby you could have gone to.
Now,
man.
McDonald's, you want to be like number one in my book? Get corn dogs. I think Sonic has corn dogs, but Mickey D's, that's what they're missing, to be honest. You talk about burgers and fries. I want a corn dog on a stick.
Everywhere needs a corn dog.
So you like corn dogs?
I love corn dogs. That's like one of my favorite things on the planet.
I'm not a fan.
What time again? What time is the State Fair open today? Because we should go right now and get corn dogs.
Oh, yeah. Might be open now.
Oh my. Okay. Hey.
I don't think so.
That is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show. Yeah, this is not good though. The suspect ran away though on a bicycle, which he actually stole from the woman too. So yeah, that's not good. Her phone was missing. To help identify the suspect, an officer processed a State Fair corn dog box for fingerprints. So I guess like that. It's not an actual State Fair, but that's what it's called, a State Fair. I don't want to confuse you with like...
I know what you're talking
about.
Okay,
that's actual brand. They found no prints on it. So the guy, if they could track him down, is facing breaking and entering charges because they know who he is, but they just can't find the dude.
Ooh.
Man, okay. Just be careful with your corn dogs. Keep them locked up. The Liberty Bell in Philadelphia is a great symbol of freedom. Have you had a chance to see that?
Never yet, but that is a huge tourist attraction, I know.
It's American. But there's also a woman named Liberty Bell. So that's kind of cool, right? She keeps getting thrown in jail, though, so that's not really freedom or liberty. Earlier this year, she got arrested after she locked herself out of a stolen car. Don't feel bad about that. Then while she was out on bond, she was arrested in June for stealing a March of Dimes donation jar.
That's terrible.
How much money do you need? Like, I'm not saying it's good to put in there, but there's not that much money in a donation jar. And if there is, they take it out. Like, it's not like, I found $1,000 in here.
There's probably, $4 quarters.
Yeah,
maybe like that. 13 or something.
Yeah. Well, now she's in trouble again, this time for beating up her public defender.
Ooh. The person that was helping her?
Yes.
Jeez.
Just before a court appearance last week, she attacked the woman who was supposed to represent her. The woman ended up with a few scrapes and a pair of broken glasses, but she's okay. And check this out. I don't know if I would do this as a public defender. Actually, I know I wouldn't. What the assault that happened could have been charged as a felony, so Liberty Bell could have been even more trouble. She got it argued down to a misdemeanor for her.
Wow.
You're still representing her? She assaulted you.
That's unbelievable.
I'd be pressing charges. And our final Dummy of the Day story today, just the irony is perfect here. A guy named Sean Kelly from Washington was speeding, nothing out of the norm there, when a cop tried to pull him over, but he would not stop. And after a chase, he quickly pulled into a parking lot and ran into like a bar, kind of like a sports bar thing going on. The cops went in to look for him, and someone pointed him out. He gave them his info, including his name, and like, dude, this is my phone number. But he swore he was not driving that vehicle. He said he'd been in the bar all night long. The cops noticed, well, there is a phone on the driver's seat of the car that we've been chasing, so why don't we just, do a little test? So they called Sean's number that he gave them, and the phone started ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Best part of this? Sean had a customized ringtone.
What was it? Bad Boys.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yep. It was Bad Boys by Inner Circle.
That's hilarious.
He was arrested for attempting to elude a police vehicle, obstruction, and driving with a suspended license. I like the other guy's like, he wasn't here all night. Snitch. Shout him like that. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us, Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It's only Wednesday. Hopefully this will fizzle out soon. Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. We're looking at right now with a chance to win Kings Island passes. Let's go to line number one and get somebody on there. Chelsea, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm excited.
Chelsea, how excited are you? Can you do the voice? You got to say, oh, yeah.
All right, that's pretty tough to beat. Chelsea, would you like to play the game this morning with Alex or Liv?
Let me do Alex.
Okay. Can you tell me that in the correct voice?
Let me do Alex.
Thank you. And let's see who else we got here. Let's line number eight is Cassie.
Good morning.
Hey, you didn't say it correctly.
Good morning.
There we go.
Good morning.
You're on Liv's team. Today we are playing a game which might be the first time in a long time where no points are scored.
Ooh, how does this work?
Well, it's a game we played before, and whoever's making all that noise in the background, make sure your door's shut and all that good stuff. We're playing the before and after game, okay? It's actually quite simple. What we're going to do is I'm going to read a description, and you have to combine the two to form one thing.
Oh, I hate this game.
I know.
But I just don't like the title before and after. I think that title is so confusing.
What should it be called? Morning Mashup?
Yeah, or like, yeah, something like that.
Subject soup.
not subject to.
Okay. We'll call it whatever you want it to be called.
I don't know.
I just want to make sure.
I'll think of a name.
How about the game that's too hard to play?
Well, that's the fun part right there. Okay. All you do is, Chelsea and Cassie, you cheer on your teammate and you be quiet in the background because it's all on the ladies today. No help. We'll just go and you can buzz in, Alex or Liv, with your name and tell me if you know it. There's no points wrong, but if you get it right, you get 1 point. And whoever gets the most when we're done, you win for your person on the phone. Here we go. Whenever you're ready. CBS sitcom about Ted Mosby's search for the nun who founded the Order of the Missionaries of Charity in India. I'll repeat these so you can think about them. Listen, you can write it down if it helps
Liv.
You. Liv, what is that name?
How I Met Your Mother, Teresa.
Oh, Liv is on fire over
Dang
here.
Nabbit, son of a monkey spank.
Dang, all right. All right, this one might be a little bit harder. The fifth wife of Henry VIII raises eyebrows as a shock jock and the king of all media.
Howard Stern. Crap.
That would be wrong. Okay, nice buzz in there, too.
Sorry. Say it again.
The fifth wife of Henry VIII raises eyebrows as a shock jock in the king of all media.
Okay, Queen Howard Stern.
You know, you're both close. I didn't even know this until I looked up. Catherine Howard Stern.
Why would I know the fifth wife?
Yeah,
of...
come on.
I don't know. Maybe there's some stuff about that you should know. Just saying. All right, let's see if you know this one. This is a movie. Whoops, shouldn't
some
say anything.
Some fifth graders in the car right now going, I knew it.
You're so right.
Some poor teacher at school is going to have a kid today. Oh, yeah.
These guys are idiots.
Here we go. Right now, Liv is ahead 1-0.
Woo, woo,
woo. Movie in which Morgan Freeman chauffeurs Catherine Bach in her short shorts, perhaps in the General Lee.
Oh, I got it.
What?
Miss Daisy Dukes. Driving Miss Daisy Dukes.
I will give
okay,
that to you.
Okay, this is actual cockapoopy.
Why?
Because you're just creaming me, Liv.
I know, I'm so good at this.
Whose name is on this show?
Well, if Liv keeps on winning all these games, we might have to switch it up a bit around here.
Oh no, you're not good at the game.
Okay, give me the next one.
All right, you got to get one of these next ones right, or Liv wins. Here we go.
Try.
Let me give you one easy one. Let's just skip the hard stuff. How about that? We'll do easy from here on out. New England Patriots quarterback. Are you guessing right now?
Liv.
Liv?
Tom Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Oh my God! She got it without me even finishing right there!
Cheating conspiracy!
Oh my God!
I'm not cheating!
No.
I swear I'm not cheating!
That was incredible! New England Patriots quarterback in a blended family with a father and his three boys and a mother and her three girls.
Bye.
I knew that was going to be it.
All right. Just to be fair.
It's 3-0.
Yeah. Liv has won.
Oh,
for Cassie.
I keep
these
going. I'm going to see how
that wasn't fair.
I'm sorry. Life's not fair. Let's see here. Ooh, Alex, you'll get this one, I bet. Rapper who collaborated on 2002's Lady Marmalade, or Marmalade, and spent 10 months in prison, and the crazy little rocket man of North Korea.
Lil' Kim Jong-un.
Oh,
I'll give it to you, but you didn't buzz in. But yes,
we
will do that.
Okay,
so.
Well, I got one, but it didn't count. Sorry.
All right, well,
now
there we go.
Now instead of, oh, yeah, it's, oh, no.
Hey, Cassie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
We're going to share the things that we're into. We're talking music, fashion, food, all kinds of different products. You can let us know what you're into. Maybe we can check it out. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Liv, what are you into?
So I've been super into spaghetti squash lately.
Yes,
I love spaghetti squash. You can find it in the produce aisle. It looks like an oval pumpkin almost. It's yellow, but you put it in the oven or you put it in the microwave with some water, and then you scrape it out, and it makes like a vegetable spaghetti.
Wow.
So it's a substitute for spaghetti. It's healthy, good, gluten-free.
It's so good, Alex. You got to have some of that.
Yeah, super good. Love it.
I'd rather dumpster dive.
Okay, you're so dramatic. I'm going to feed you some and you're not even going to realize it.
Yeah, right.
And I've also been in Florence and the Machine's brand new album. It came out about 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, tell me your favorite track.
It's called High as Hope. It is so good. Probably one that's like something in London. I don't know. I just listened to it fully through. It's called South London Forever. It's my favorite track on the album. It's absolutely amazing. The entire album's good start to finish.
Yeah.
I love to listen to albums start to finish. So very good. Check it out. High as Hope, Florence and the Machine. Amazing.
I'm going to have to check that out because the only thing I know is like, what's her song?
The dog days are over. Yeah.
The dog days are done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only song I know. And I know they got better music than that.
Well, that was her most recent radio single, I think.
Probably. That's the only way I know it. What am I into this week? Bubbly. It is sparkling water. And it's, you know, it's not the greatest. Water is probably the best thing for you, but it's a heck of a lot better than pop.
What's the difference between that and La Croce?
La Croce is the same thing. It's just a different, like, kind of a brand. I'm not a big La Croce fan. I feel like this tastes a little more sweeter. I'm really into the Mango Bubbly. It is delicious when it hits your taste buds. Speaking of food, things I'm eating, because I'm kind of doing keto, which means I can't have anything good, like carbs, like no buns. So I've been going to a Chick-fil-A, getting the grilled nugget, that 8-count with that ranch and that buffalo sauce. Damn, it's good. And from Jimmy John's, what up? I love a number 9 Italian nightclub, but I've been getting that with the lettuce wrap. It's not as good as having a big thing of bread, but I'll tell you what, no tomato, easy vinaigrette. Add those hot peppers. Daddy likey. And shout out to a place. I wish I got paid to go there. That'd be awesome. But they're awesome. When I get my beard trimmed up, I go to Wharfley Barbershop on Broad Ripple. That place is so cool. They cut kids' hair. They do adults. They can even cut a girl's hair. I don't know if Alex would get her hair done there, but they do an awesome job. The whole atmosphere is awesome. The whole gang's great. And Nick's my main guy I go to. Usually I see him to get my beard trimmed up, but I really am into all those places.
Cool. I have been into this since I was in high school, so it's something I've always loved, except that I just rediscovered it, so I kind of got away from looking at it, and mm-hmm. then now I'm like back into it. And that is the fashion blog Sea of Shoes by Jane Aldred. She also has an Instagram at Sea of Shoes. She is one of the earliest pioneers of like fashion blogging. She launched her career in 2007. She was covered in Vogue when she was still in high school as a 16-year-old, and she even started blogging from Coco Chanel's apartment. This girl is on another level if you are into high fashion. She specializes in mixing modern and vintage pieces, and she's the epitome of cool. She lives in Dallas, and I am absolutely outrageously obsessed with her. And then the other thing that I'm obsessed with right now is a podcast. It's called The Bitch Bible, and I will give you a warning that this podcast is for adults only. Now, what's interesting is I don't watch any shows on Bravo. I know that Liv the Web Girl does.
Yes.
And this girl, her specialty, she's like a comedian, and she specializes in recapping and talking about the Bravo stars and Bravo reality shows. But what has me addicted to this podcast is I don't even know what she's talking about when she covers these shows, but her sense of humor is so dark and sarcastic and disturbing that she's going to make you, when you're listening to her, like your jaw will drop to the floor because you'll be like, I cannot believe she just said that, but it's so outrageously funny. And it's like she makes you uncomfortable with the stuff that she says. Don't listen to it around kids, but it is fantastic. So that's called The Bitch Bible, and that's, you know, anywhere you get podcasts.
All right, well, bless her child. That is what we're into. You can see a lot of that on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. Isaac's on the phone this morning. Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to know what you thought about a girl I recently took to dinner.
Okay.
This is my first real date, I guess I'd say, and, you know, so I don't have much experience in the field, but my coworker set me up with this girl that she knows, and, I felt like our chemistry was pretty good. We had a good conversation, and she was funny, which is great, and, you know, I thought she was quite a looker.
Quite a looker.
Looky.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm slightly concerned, because she brought her purse with her.
She brought her purse with her? Why does that matter?
Well, you know, if a girl carries a purse, doesn't that mean that she's hiding something?
No. Where in the world did you hear that?
My mom always told me that I should be cautious of girls who carry purses because, it means they might be hiding something.
What? Joe, have you ever been told that by your mother?
No, I've heard bigger the hoop, bigger the whatever, but I never heard anything about purses.
Well, yeah, my mom talked about it a lot. She said that any, you know, normal person can just carry, you know, whatever they need on them, like, you know, their phones or their IDs and credit cards. So girls that have big purses, they take more things with them and they can be, you know, high maintenance and really vain.
Well, okay. Well, I know what now. I know where he's going with this because I'm like, what? They're gonna put some extra stuff inside of a purse. But you're saying it's almost the bigger the purse or a purse in general. This means that a woman is high maintenance, kind of vain, very about themselves, like a pain in the butt to deal with.
Well, yeah, that and worst case scenario, what if it's like really big and you know she's using it to like carry. Drugs or a gun or something.
Oh, come on. First of all, if she is carrying and it's legal, who cares? She'd probably save your ass. And second of all, I don't understand this, like, the bigger the purse, the more concerning the girl. Like, how big was her purse last night?
It was big. Like, you know, she could carry, like, a dictionary in it or something.
Okay.
And you really are freaked out by this. I mean, women carry purses. We keep all kinds of things in there. Pens, sanitizer, doesn't mean drugs. We just keep stuff in there. Lipsticks, hand wipes. I think you're really overthinking this. I mean, your mom was definitely overthinking it. I think she was wrong to tell you that. It's definitely normal. And I think sounds like you had a great date with her. I don't think you should jeopardize a second date just because she brought a purse. Like, you're going to be really hard-pressed to find a girl that doesn't carry a purse, Isaac.
Yeah. I mean, what if she's got, a wig in there?
A wig? You think she's got a secret identity?
I mean, she could.
She doesn't.
I don't really know. We talked, but she could have been making the whole thing up. It could have been anything in there.
I think it's one of those things where parents tell you it's kind of a bigger tale, larger than life, and they're just trying to get a point across of, like, watch out for girls that are vain or always putting on makeup and doing their thing. I don't think that means that this girl, because she has a purse, is necessarily bad, though.
This is so far-fetched that what I think is your mom, are you an only child, Isaac, or the baby? Because I think that your mom was just worried about you getting out of the house and dating and leaving. I think she just wants you to be her baby forever. So she was making up all kinds of crazy stuff to watch out for when it came to girls.
That's possible. I am her only son.
Yeah, well, there you go. Your mom is crazy. I think this girl sounds great that you went out with. I don't think that there's anything that you should be concerned about.
Should I check in with my mom and, like, just see what she thinks about it?
No! Absolutely not.
What about this, though? Maybe should Isaac, like, talk to the girl about his whole fear with purses and, like, why he believes what he believes? And maybe just politely, you know, don't be rude, don't be demanding saying you have to, but ask her to no longer, you know, carry purses around, or maybe something really small like a clutch.
No, he needs to just ignore this and get over it.
317-239-1009. Has anybody had something similar like this happen with them? Like Isaac was told by his mom, don't bring that around. And what should he do? Should he talk to the girl? I mean, Isaac, do you like this girl besides obviously having the big purse?
Yeah. I mean, I did. I mean, yeah, but I'm just really concerned she could have a wig on or something.
Isaac, I don't know what happened with wigs in your past, but that's the least of your concerns, buddy, okay? 317-239-1009. We'll try to help you out, Isaac.
All right. Thank you.
He is a character, isn't he?
What the? Okay. He had something traumatic happen with a wig. I don't know what it was, but he can't let it go. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram.
Leah said this girl should run. If his mama has him so freaked out about a purse, what other whack ideas has she put in his head?
Yeah.
And then Trina says, yeah, no wonder this was his first date. He is the worst mama's boy ever. He's the type who will put his mother over any other woman he dates or weds. Get off the... Get off the boob, Isaac.
Oh, nice.
All right. Bill, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think he's still a virgin.
What does that matter, though?
Well,
is that a bad thing?
Well, because the way he's going, he's never going to get laid.
You may not be wrong.
Hold on, Bill. You're not concerned at all if you go out with a woman and she's got a huge ass purse. I don't want that thing going everywhere. Thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Anthony on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
So I grew up in a household with two sisters, and you know, growing up, we had to do everybody's laundry. And so, you know, as a kid, folding a lot of clothes, you realize that girls' clothes don't have real pockets most of the time.
They don't.
They're either like sewn clothes halfway through,
yep,
or it's just a little design feature that doesn't exist. So I don't know how we can live expecting a girl to carry all her stuff without a purse these days.
That is such a solid point, isn't it, Liv? And yes. From a guy. You're right.
Yes.
Our pockets are pretty much just for looks. We don't really have
pockets.
Well,
why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Don't ask me, because I would change it.
Because I guess they expect us to carry a purse.
Need to stand up and revolt. This is a big thing. It's a big inside job by the purse company and the fashion designers.
And people say there's equality between men and women in this country. You've got to be kidding me.
Now we'll I'm a believer.
It. We'll believe it when we see pockets for everyone.
But see, no one's bringing up the fact that he kept bringing up how he was concerned she was carrying around wigs.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That was so bizarre. I feel like he might be watching too much like Kylie Jenner or something. Like, I don't know where this wig
that would freak me
from.
Out though. Like if maybe you went out with one wig on, then you went to the bathroom and changed to put a different one. Like, who is that?
I mean, I wear extensions, and when guys date me long enough, they'll see my extensions sitting on my kitchen counter and stuff like that.
That would freak me out.
Put away your extension. Yeah, do not leave those sitting on the counter.
Well, you got to take them out and set them somewhere.
I've always wanted to have like the color of Alex's hair, like that dark brown, almost black.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get a wig that like looks like that and just like try it on.
See, Isaac has a point. You're talking about a wig now. Obviously, something's going down right there. Help Isaac out on our social media, Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and for Instagram. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, G-Eazy Ticket Tag, all part of Indy's Loud Summer. Coming up around 8:30 here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Journey, week number 8. I am starting to really feel myself when it comes to actually being stronger and having more endurance in the gym.
Like Beyonce, like, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself, yes.
Is that what you mean?
Honestly, yes, because I just feel really, really good. And also, sometimes, like Beyonce, I got to look my wife Lindsay in the eye and be like, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? And the answer is no. At least that's what she tells me. But I am feeling good. I'm not doing like any major like weightlifting, but I am just doing full body stuff. And I can feel underneath all this fat I'm carrying around, muscle is slowly bubbling to the top.
And ew, don't describe it like that.
I'm telling you right now, this time next summer, I'm going to be that annoying D-bag that's going to be like, hey, ladies, tickets to the gun show because my guns ladies are coming in. I don't have a carry permit for these, but pew, pew, pew. They're going to be coming out with fire. But no, I'm feeling good. I walked the dogs yesterday for like another 3 miles, and that's the great thing. I'm a sweaty pig, and shout out to people. I had a couple people DM me and honk at me like, yeah, go Joe, while I was walking
that's
on Broad
awesome.
Ripple. So I love the support, but I'm still a sweaty beast. But I feel like I just build up more and more endurance. My leg's getting better that I've been working on in physical therapy. And
you're not going to have to amputate it after all?
No, God, don't even wish that upon me, please. Felt like it before I couldn't walk. But had a good week, and then I went up and saw my family on Saturday and Sunday. Did good Saturday for a family party. But I told myself, and I thought about it all week because I knew I was going on a little like mini vacation. I'm like, all right, am I going to do the diet like exactly how it is, or am I going to allow myself to enjoy something? What am I going to do? Because there will be consequences. If I go off my diet, I will blow it up. Like, I'll put on water weight and retain. But I was like, you know what? I really, really, really want to have a Coney. I want to have a Detroit Coney and chili cheese fries. So I did on Sunday. I went out for lunch with my brother and his fiance, and that's all I had. I didn't even eat all the bun, but from just having two Coney dogs and a chili cheese fry.
Good grief. You didn't even have just one? Well, you just went ham with I'm on vacation.
It's a combo, baby. It's a Liv, don't look at me like that.
I'm not giving you any sort of
Liv
look.
Looks like she's so sad. Like,
no,
I think if you, it's a slippery slope. I think even if you're on vacation, you have to discipline yourself to not do it, or else it's going to be easier for you to keep saying like, oh, but it's Saturday, I can just have this or
whatever.
Well,
I did it. I did the meal, and I had that, and I checked the scale on Monday when I like we got home Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
That one meal had me up 7.5 pounds.
Jeez. There's no way.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's like the bloat.
You bloat. You're like, you retain water and all this stuff. So it's not, I know I did not, trust me, I wish I could be like Joey Chestnut and eat 7.5 pounds worth of food. So, long story short, I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to have another week where I gain weight. And technically, I did. I actually am up right now to 384.4. I put on 3 pounds, but I guarantee you by tomorrow, I'll probably be down a pound or so, just the way my body carries weight. But I'm starting to think more and more that I got to quit looking at the scale, because I tried on pants, like actual jeans, because I got an event coming up where I need to wear jeans and not shorts. They almost fell off. Like, I need to go buy new jeans.
Oh, that's good.
I'm losing so many inches, and I can just feel my man boobs are down to, like, I think a D cup now. They were a double D. So I'm feeling so good. And I just wanted to be honest with you, because if anybody struggles to lose weight and you look at the scale, you're like, damn it. Like, even if you lose a pound, you still feel like that's not enough. But
yeah,
if you're up a pound or two, or your weight fluctuates so much, it can be so frustrating, and you feel like a failure. But you have to realize, like, that's part of it.
No, it's not part of it for your weight to fluctuate after you have Coney dogs, Joe.
Alex, yes, it is.
Opinion? Yes, I do.
Well, sure, Liv.
Okay.
I don't, but yes, everybody gets to talk.
Okay, well, I think that for someone like me, who is like,
you're doing this really delicately.
Size,
come on.
Someone like me who's average size, yeah, I shouldn't be looking at the scale. I'm trying to like lose some last, like my last like 5 to 7 like LBs. I shouldn't be looking at the scale. I should be looking at the way clothes are fitting me, because I'm already like a somewhat like small human, you know? So I shouldn't be looking at the scale. I should be looking at the way clothes are fitting me. Someone who is obese, as you are.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know I was obese. This is breaking news. Over
I'm
here.
Being honest.
Joe Pesh is obese.
I'm being brutally honest here. Someone who is of your weight, I think you should be looking at the number, because the number does count for someone like you. I think that the LB should be coming off like pretty freaking quick if you're trying to make a big transformation.
I have a question.
Do you not think it's quick, though, if I've lost 20 pounds in like 6 weeks or 7 weeks?
In 7 weeks? Yeah, no, I do.
I mean,
think
I'd love
quick.
To be.
20 pounds in 7 weeks is that
that's
is
what
is good.
That's it's averaging out to be. And listen, I want to be down like 50 or 60 mm-hmm. pounds right now. But realistically, though, too, that's not sustainable. You have to lose it gradually.
No, for
I kind of
sure.
feel like that's what I'm doing.
No, for sure, for sure. But I think that you saying I shouldn't be like worrying so much about the number, like I think you should be, though. Which I think 20 pounds for 7 weeks is great. That's awesome.
I shouldn't be stepping. I should not be stepping on the scale every day. Because, Liv, I was checking my weight 3 times a day.
Yeah, stepping on the scale 3 times a day is
after I pooped, when
obsessive.
I got home from lunch, all those things, after
that
the gym.
It's obsessive. You should be checking your weight, I think, every like 3 to 4 days right when you wake up. So
I think I'm just going to do it once. I'm going to do it once a week from now on, because I was tracking every freaking thing.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How much weight do you think you'd lose if you trimmed your beard off?
Well, when I weighed it before, because you know how like sometimes girls will weigh their boobs, my beard weighed 6.2 ounces. No, I
cut
don't know.
Cut it off!
I'm not cutting it off!
I think we should make a bet right here, right now. If you, me and Alex should come up with a number, and if you don't lose, like, this much weight, or if you say that if next week you gain again, or you stay the same.
You look so much slimmer
you
when you have
shave
no beard.
Your beard.
I love my beard.
Do you think we should do that, Alex?
It's like a security blanket.
Well, listen, we can take a photo of my beard up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram and ask people if they
Here's
think
the
we
thing.
Should.
Everyone,
you
no,
took
we
a
have.
Selfie. You literally took a selfie, I want to say a month or two ago, saying, do you think I should shave the beard or do you like it?
And everyone
and
said, get rid of it.
Get rid of it. And it was like 92%
and
get rid of
any
it.
Anytime on social media. Anytime on social media that we post like an older picture of you, like you and Lindsay or something like that, and your beard is shorter in the photo, everyone always comments,
yeah.
Wow, Joe, you look so great with your beard short.
But I was also, that was when I was still a big boy, but that was when I was 294 pounds, which sounds really overweight.
Oh,
it is.
My gosh.
But that's when like the lowest weight I've been since probably high school.
Listen, when you are overweight, your face is already, you have a lot of extra weight in your face, correct?
How many chins do
so
you
listen,
have? How many chins do you have?
One, but this is what I'm telling
I've got
you.
I three.
So when you have, so let's say you have nine chins, okay? Let's say you're massive, you're Jabba the Hutt. Even if you are Jabba the Hutt, if you add a beard on top of that, it's just going to make you look even bigger. And you, in your mind, you think it is a camouflage thing and it hides your weight. It actually makes you look larger.
Every time
shave your beard off and you either have no beard or just a short 5 o'clock shadow, you look 20 pounds lighter.
I agree.
It looks more handsome. You absolutely should cut it off. Also, all the sweat and nastiness collecting in there.
I shampoo and condition daily. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Good morning. It's Jen.
Hey, Jen. What up? What do you want to say?
Well, it's your nail girl, Jen, just FYI.
Do you think if we trimmed up my big toenail that looks like it's dead, that would take some weight off?
Couple ounces. But I wanted to talk to you about your number thing, about being worried about your number. My best friend is a personal trainer. And you know that we are both on the same kind of struggle with the weight.
Yeah.
And she told me, if you're doing weight training, don't worry about that number. worry about how you feel. Your clothes fit better.
Uh-oh, Liv, you know, the web girl is shaking her head.
No, I know. I'm not shaking my head. I'm like, see, I don't know. Always know what I'm talking about.
Okay. No, and I think your friend Jen is right. And listen, I know I didn't put on 3 pounds of muscle this week, but I'm telling you guys, my man boobs are getting stronger. My biceps are getting bigger. My thighs and hips, oh my God. Like, I can just feel it in the way I walk. I am building muscle. And also, I know, because I had that chili dog and chili cheese fries, I'm retaining like a mother, like a mofo. So, Jen, thank you for calling. I will be in there soon. I got to get these gnarly toes fixed.
Well, when you work out, you retain water, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, my gosh. And last night, I smashed a bunch of water. So, that being said...
Get rid of the beard.
No, we're not... We'll put a photo up.
No, we don't need to keep doing... You do this constantly,
time,
and everyone...
And you never change it. You're smiling and grinning right now because you know it's true.
I don't know what you're speaking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show, keep the beard, get rid of the beard.
Yes, keep the beard.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you.
No.
I just randomly picked it up.
Do you know, have you seen him on Instagram? Do you follow
yes,
his Instagram?
I follow him. I believe he even follows me back, which mm-hmm. is awesome.
Thank you.
So,
bro, what up?
Keep the beard. I have a beard. Please do not shave it. If your wife's okay with it, no reason to get rid of it.
She's not, but a lot of random girls I meet at Red Room love it. So,
hey, listen.
Keeps her honest.
Would it not make him look slimmer to get rid of it? That is the point.
All right.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. What up?
Hey, I actually have something I want to say to Alex.
Okay, is this what we were talking about? Like, what can you do to make us upset, kind of? Because we're just about to get into that. 317-239-1009.
Yeah. Well, first, Alex, do you know why I would be calling right now?
No, I have no idea. Am I supposed to know who you are?
Are you sure? Because I don't think you want me to air this out, like, live on air for all of Indy to hear.
Well, is this for the whole show or is this just for Alex? What is this? Because it's the whole idea of, like, trying to make us upset. You know, like, for example, like, my wife Lindsay makes me upset when she leaves toothpaste out instead of putting it in the medicine cabinet. I hate that mess. Like, that's what we're talking about. What do you got?
Well, this is a little worse than that. I actually saw Alex running away from my car last night after she keyed it and slashed my tires. And I actually know it was her. She was like a tiny little frame. She has long black hair. And she had covered up my Bernie sticker on my bumper. And everyone knows how you feel about him.
Yeah. This is such BS. This is absolute BS. I was nowhere near.
I knew you were going to deny it. Yeah, I knew you're going to deny it, but, like, there's no, like, I took an iPhone picture of you, and I can, like, show that as well if you'd like.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
DM us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. We have permission to post it, yes?
I mean, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you slash someone's tires and cover my Bernie sticker, you're not going to get away from it.
Okay, last night I was at a friend's house helping them put together furniture with my boyfriend, which is on my Instagram story, so I have an alibi. And after that, I was home watching Bachelor in Paradise in my house, and I have that on my Instagram story as an alibi. So this is completely fabricated, and I also would be probably a jailable crime. So, no, I would never do that.
Someone who's dressed like you, like, covered up my Bernie sticker. Like, I know how you feel about Bernie. Like, I mean, I just don't think it's a coincidence.
I would love to cover up people's Bernie stickers, but I would never do that.
You can't say that, Alex. You're almost self-incriminating right here.
I would do that, but I've never been the type of person that would ever damage anyone else's property. I've never done that in my life, and I never would do that. So
my heart is racing right now.
To be fair, like I mean, like, I don't think it's a terrible thing if you cover up somebody's sticker, like, because even though it's on their vehicle, to be honest, I thought to mess with Alex to put, like, a Hillary sticker on her car just as a joke, but I would never do that because that's
so
your car.
Good.
I think I'm like, hey, nice sticker. You got there.
Yeah, I would absolutely never do that. Potentially go to jail and lose my job. So you're either making this up or just trying to piss me off.
And like Alex is saying though too, Melissa, that is like a big accusation right there because there are consequences for, like, if you say she slashed all four of your tires.
All four and keyed my car.
Yeah, right.
How do you know it was her? You said it was a small frame and black hair.
Yes, and it looks exactly like her. Like, it's uncanny. Like, there's no way, like, someone just dressed as her who happens to hate Bernie. Like, it's less, I mean, like, it's just, like, I'm 100% sure.
Alex?
Okay. Well, first
Bernie.
Of all,
has this happened to your car before? Sorry, hang on. Has this ever happened to your car before? Like, or is this the first time?
oh, I live in a nice neighborhood. No.
First of all, I hate Hillary a lot more than I hate Bernie. So if I was going to do it, if I was ever going to do that, which I never would, it would be over a Hillary sticker.
You're committing yourself to possibly doing so.
You're not making yourself sound better.
I have an alibi. I have an alibi.
Now, explain your alibi again. Hold on. It's on your Instagram story?
Yes. My alibi is I was at the my friend Lauren's new house. Me and the Egyptian helped her and her husband put together furniture. They just moved in. We're helping them unpack and stuff.
Okay, I'm watching it right now. How do I know you putting this furniture together was last night?
Well, because it only goes up for 24 hours.
Yeah, but you can post anything whenever.
You can see Bachelor in Paradise in the background. True. So the alibi is the timestamp, which is the show. You know what time the show airs. So, yeah.
Hmm.
So you didn't do it?
So either you're making it up or, yeah, I did, or no, I just didn't do that. If someone did that to you, it wasn't me.
The fact that you watched Bachelor in Paradise last night has nothing to do with the fact that my car is now destroyed.
So what are you doing? Are you going to press charges or what are you doing then, Melissa?
Well, first I wanted to confront you.
Okay.
Alex,
well,
is there anything you want to admit?
Nope, there's nothing I want to admit. I didn't do anything wrong. I'll go to court. You can write a police report and file 10 of them if you want to.
I already have.
Good.
You didn't put me on there, right?
I'm not scared.
It's Alex. It's not Joe. Like, I don't want the Joe and Alex show to go on the report.
I would never assault any. I would never do anything. Assault anyone. Damage property. Tell someone they had to lose their job or anything like that. Even if they had differing views than me, that is not how I operate.
I am a
free speech purist, and no matter. Did I dislike those candidates? Yeah, and I will admit that any time, any place. But I would never damage or hurt anyone or whatever. Because of that.
Alex, I just have to be honest, and I'm not trying to incriminate you, but Liv, would you agree? Like, I know Alex isn't, she's loud and Alex will yell with you. That doesn't mean she's a violent person, but I could see Alex kind of keying a car, like,
okay,
in a moment of passion.
The only reason why I would say, normally I wouldn't be able to see her to ever do that, but the only reason why I would say it's weird is because we just had a coworker.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Tell us yesterday.
You know what? This is such
that
crap.
She had someone keyed her car.
I'm not going around keying cars.
No, but guess what? But isn't she a big Bernie fan too?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay. You guys are so full of it. I'm not even, I have zero worry or anxiety over this because it is all crap. Utter crap.
I mean, I knew you would deny it. I just feel like that's like a really cowardly thing to do, like not admitting something that you did. Like, how am I going to get to work this morning?
Who's cowardly? The person calling into a radio show trying to get 5 minutes of fame making stuff up? I absolutely.
Why would I get 5 minutes of fame by saying you like ruined my car and my sticker? Like, that's not, I would say something else. It's not even like something that I would make up.
To be fair, Alex, to see Melissa's point here, like, that's not something like, yeah, do you know what happened to me one time? Alex from the Joe and Alex show keyed my car and gave me flats. I don't know if I'd brag about that. So, well, I don't know. Alex, are you going to pay for her Uber or Lyft?
Hell no. You can walk.
I mean,
I didn't do anything to you.
I walked myself over to your radio station and, like, literally, like, this is like, I mean,
good. Come over.
Wait.
Come over.
Are you going to get revenge on Alex?
Of course I am. Like, you don't think. Like,
okay.
This,
yeah. The only one making threats is you. I have done absolutely nothing. You are more than welcome to tell the police whatever. And you know what? They're going to laugh at you because.
I'm being anxious.
I am not.
Hang on.
The only person anxious is her.
Hey, let's wrap it up. We just got a text. All right. Well,
a text from who?
You didn't get it from. Okay. We're not supposed to talk about this anymore. Let's move on. All right. Melissa.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Sorry about what happened, allegedly.
Okay.
I'm not, because I didn't do ish. I didn't do anything.
Check your car for red spray paint, because I know that you obviously, like, you spray painted my Bernie sticker, and it's not even, like, at this point, like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but this is, like, the first step.
Okay. You probably did it yourself. Like, 99% of all these crimes that people try to say are perpetuated by the right are all fake anyway.
Melissa, is there anything else you want to tell Alex?
Yeah, there's a lot I would like to say to Alex.
Well, just tell her the one important thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, this was all a big prank.
Okay. I knew it.
Look how red she is. Alex is so
pissed.
I am
not red.
Yes, you are. You look like a tomato.
I knew it. I knew this girl was full of it. I knew that it was
fake. Do you know who set it up?
Probably you two.
Yeah.
Live the web, girl. Boom. Hey,
it's probably one of your college friends.
Melissa, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, seal the burn, Melissa. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I knew it was fake the entire time. I knew it. Either she was making it up or I knew you guys set it up. I knew.
You kept going with it, though.
I knew, because I've done that to you before, so I knew.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because what am I supposed to say if it isn't?
I wanted to get you, because you always get Joe.
Yeah, you did.
And here's the thing. When Liv sent me this idea or this email, I'm like, oh, I know what this is. This is where they're going to tell me they're tricking Alex, but really they're tricking me again. I'm like, I know.
That's
how
what we should have done.
Yeah, should have, would have, could have. All right,
oh,
well, be on the lookout, Alex. I feel like you might get a Bernie sticker any day now.
No, brother.
I get too deep into this, please don't poo-poo it. Really try to work with me here, okay?
Are you talking to me or the listeners?
You!
Oh, God.
You, pessimistic Patty over here. Here's my thing. For you, Liv, me, and anybody else, these three words can stop with stealing your joy. Like, if you're in a bad mood or you're always comparing other things, it'll help you stop comparing and competing. Any idea what those words are? Three words.
I love you.
Good guess, but no.
Your feet stink.
Always stay happy.
Oh, that sounds like a good Bob Marley song.
This sounds like some crap hippies 60s mumbo jumbo.
I knew you would do this. No, I want anyone listening right now, I want you to try this if you are constantly, because I'm always comparing myself to other people, especially in radio, and I'm like, oh, I wish I was as good as them, or blah, 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 blah. It's not good for you. Or maybe I wish I lost as much weight as them.
You is kind. You is smart. You is important.
Those are important things. No. Say to yourself and put it into a sentence, I have enough.
No, I don't. You know what? I was just looking in my beauty cabinet this morning as I was getting ready. I'm totally out of Kiehl's moisturizer. I got to go to Sephora after the show.
Like, everybody wants more money, but tell yourself, like, hey, I have enough money.
I don't.
I definitely don't, but that's more of like a grocery thing.
What do you mean?
Like, I need groceries, and I don't always have enough money for
See,
groceries.
I don't understand this crap.
No,
people
it's
that
true.
Say money can't buy happiness, you are so full of it. It absolutely
no, okay,
can, to
I'm
a certain extent.
I'm kind of kidding. Money, I'm not that stressed about money. As long as I have enough money to pay my rent, pay
you
my
have
bills,
enough.
And have food, I don't
Say
care.
It. I have enough.
I kind of just don't, just to, like, make you mad. Is that bad? I'm just kidding. I have enough rice cakes.
There you see that...
Well, I never have enough chicken nuggets, so I'm not gonna subscribe to this mumbo jumbo.
Alex, don't you have enough of anything?
No, I don't. I always want more. More!
Do you have enough man in your life?
I do.
Hey,
Egyptian.
Say it right now. I have enough man.
I have enough man.
Doesn't that feel better?
I have enough man.
It does a little bit. Yeah, Liv's got a boyfriend, Jewel Daddy.
Look at you ladies. Yep.
Do you have enough woman?
Oh, I have enough woman.
I don't think this was part of the plan.
It wasn't. You sexualized something I was trying to do to make people feel
I'm
better
not
about themselves.
It.
It's cool, though. So there's my little feel-good thing of the day. Hopefully it'll work for you. Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and we announced yesterday on our Instagram and our Twitter, so if you follow us, you'd already know this, at Joe and Alex Show, that we are going away. And we said we would explain everything that's happening right around this time here. So if you're here listening to this, thank you so much for checking in with us. If you're just tuning in right now, you're like, what? What's going on? I mean, I guess we should just do it.
Just tell him.
The Joe and Alex Show, we have been here. Our first on-air day, October 10th. Was 2016, and coming up on October 10th, 2018, will be 2 years that we are here in Indianapolis and at Radio Now 100.9, which, by the way, is an awesome company. We've had some amazing people that we've had the opportunity and chance to work with.
Mm-hmm,
and
absolutely.
We've got to meet so many people doing so many cool events, and I feel like our show especially has really grown a lot from when we first started. Not that we weren't good, but we've kind of got to know each other, kind of still working on that, but I feel like it's, you know, it's improving little by little each day. There's still a lot more that we need to learn, though.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
And we actually are announcing right now on the Joe and Alex Show. You are the first person to hear this anywhere. It hasn't been online, anything else. we are actually going away. And
we're leaving Indy.
Yep, we are leaving Indy. And we are going to...
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it.
So, I mean, are you excited or what that we're getting to go to Chicago?
I'm very excited.
I mean, this is going to be awesome. I know I'm on Joe's journey, but to go to Chicago and actually get some deep dish pizza.
Sure.
That's going to be awesome. To I love sports. Obviously, here in Indianapolis, we've got the Fuel and the Colts, and we got the Fever and the Indians, and we've got the Indy 11. But Chicago, they've got the Chicago Fire. They've got the Bulls. Who else do they have?
The Bears. The Cubs.
The
White Sox.
The White Sox. I mean, there's tons of sports there. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, there's going to be so many things to check out and to do. It's going to be really exciting getting to do that.
Yeah, but we're only going to be there for 2 days.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, that is true. But we can't do any... What, can we do any of that?
I don't know that we'll have time.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, we are heading out. We're leaving today after the show, and we're going to Chicago. We're doing this kind of a thing called Morning Show Boot Camp. It's a radio thing where you go there, like a big conference, and you learn about radio and how to suck less at it. Because we definitely suck at radio.
Well, everyone does, I think, a little bit that does this job. But you learn how to suck at least a little bit less.
Yeah, and the longer you're in a spot and you suck, people just get used to it sucking. For example, there's a few shows in Indy that suck, but they've been here for a while.
So the truth is, we are going to Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago.
But just for 2 days. We'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, we'll be back Monday. So Liv the Web Girl will actually be here holding down the fort.
Woo!
Yeah.
You'll still be able to win ticket tag at 8:30 this week for G-Eazy tickets and possible meet and greets, so don't worry about that. Kings Island, are we doing Kings Island tickets giveaway? Still have no, so we'll have something to give away back at 7 on Monday. So we'll have more prizes and all that stuff when we come back.
Yeah, we'll have a new Murder Monday going on.
Yeah, we'll have a new Murder Monday.
Hopefully it won't be us in Chicago.
So hopefully, yeah. Well,
yeah, I'll be covering Murder Monday, the death of Joe and Alex.
Who?
Joe and Dalex, the death that
you said Dalex, and now you're trying to cover it. It's Alex.
I said and Dalex.
Did she say Alex or Dalex?
Let's not say we did.
Okay. Anyways, back to
Chicago, Chicago.
And this is really tough because we're going to learn a lot about radio, but also, I mean, like, they've got Chicago dogs. Chicago, they got the deep dish pizza.
It's going to be fun.
What's that thing they say, the bean?
Yep, they've got the bean.
I'm going to go flick that and get some photos and have a good time, take a couple of shots.
So hopefully you won't miss us too much. You can keep up with us on Instagram while
we're
gone.
Why are people tweeting us?
They're upset.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, what? No, you can't leave.
We're not leaving. We're going to Chicago.
We tricked you.
No, we didn't trick anybody. We didn't say we were like the show was leaving.
Well,
we just said we were going away for a little bit.
People probably assume we meant forever. We didn't mean forever.
No.
So don't worry.
Nobody can be that lucky to get rid of us that quickly. So
some would like to.
But we wanted to give you a heads up. So if you're wondering, like, hey, what's going on? Where are Joe and Alex at? We are trying to be a better show. And I'm sure if you're listening right now, you're like, thank God. I've been listening to this crap for 2 years, and it's been terrible. If you have any suggestions, by the way, of how we can be a better show, you can let us know.
Or not.
Joe and Alex show. Yeah, probably not. That'd be better if you didn't. Today is a very special day. I don't think Alex will be celebrating it. Maybe Liv the Web Girl is. Anybody here celebrating National Cat Day?
No.
No, but I'm not opposed. If someone wants to bring me a cat, I'll celebrate with them.
I'm anti all pets. I'm equal opportunity pet disliker.
Okay. Today is World Cat Day. According to a new survey, only 14% of people say they're a cat person, 46% say they're a dog person, and 35% say they're both. So, Alex, you're in the small minority.
The only cats I think are cute are Taylor Swift's.
Of course.
No, but that breed I really like. I think that they're funny.
She has two different kinds of breeds.
No, they're the same.
She's so annoying. I just don't like Taylor Swift.
I agree. I don't get it. All right, sound the alarm. Basic bitch siren, please go off. People have spotted Starbucks stores around the country, and they're already getting supplies to make pumpkin spice lattes.
I hate when they do this.
Why?
Because I am somebody that likes to enjoy each season, each holiday as it comes. I hate when they cram everything and try to move everything up so early.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I like to celebrate first the beginning of fall. Then I like to celebrate Halloween. Then Thanksgiving. Everyone wants to skip Thanksgiving like it's the redheaded stepchild. And then go to Christmas. I like each holiday, but everybody wants to rush into Christmas and just bypass everything, do Christmas, and then you go to the new year. It's just the worst.
There's actually a store in London, by the way, speaking of Christmas, that has put out Christmas displays.
That just makes
disgusting.
Me sick. Yeah.
Let me have summer.
Yeah. And also, yes, stop trying to rush summer away.
Yeah. Like, what is wrong with people? Why wouldn't you want summer to be the longest season it could possibly be? Summer is the best.
We live in Indiana. We already have the longest winter ever. In my opinion. We don't even have spring here.
Somebody's triggered. Okay, well, just wanted to throw that out there. It's cool. I like it, too. Robin Wright is taking center stage in the sixth and final season of Netflix House of Cards. Thanks, Kevin Spacey, you creep, which is set to premiere globally on November 2nd. I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know.
You don't know what?
I mean, I liked him in there, but the guy's a creep.
I never get past the first episode, so I guess,
me neither.
I guess you're happy about that. You're like, well, good thing I didn't waste time on that, because guess what? I binged the hell out of that show. And final thing I got today for Joe's Need to Know News, kind of want to take you ladies behind the scenes. You may or may not know this about guys, but a new survey asked us men what really happens when we're in the shower.
Ew, I don't want to know. I have an inkling.
I think you should know, though. It's Joe's Need to Know News. I think you need to know this. A new survey said, let's see here. 83% of men say, yeah, I tinkle in the shower.
Oh, that's what it is?
Well, that's one thing. Not everything's about that. But 8 out of 10 guys, they go to the bathroom in the shower. Do you have a problem with that?
No, because I do.
Yeah, I do too sometimes.
I can't believe you're admitting this.
Do you?
Oh my gosh, every day.
I think
Sorry, Lindsay.
I think if you say you don't, you're lying.
It's the only place where I actually can aim and make it into the hole.
Ew.
That's so gross.
Okay, we could have stopped right before that. There was a line, you crossed it.
Joel Daddy is like a huge germaphobe and like kind of OCD, so I feel like if he hears that I do that, like
he'll be grossed out.
Have you done it in his shower yet?
No, I haven't. Actually, no, I haven't. I have showered in his shower one time just because I was in a rush.
Well, okay, he needs to wear
a
little...
I mean, the doors were closed, Joe. Don't get all...
I'm just trying to get you in trouble.
He needs to do, like, what they tell college students to do and wear flip-flops in your shower.
Yes. You should have some traveling flip-flops to go with you. 50% of dudes, so 1 in 2 admit, yeah, sometimes I get it on with myself, so there's always that. Careful. That may not be shampoo or conditioner. 40% say they brush their teeth. Who brushes their teeth in the shower?
No.
Anybody?
I've done that one time.
Why?
Just because I was in a really, really big rush, and so I was like, I can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Someone I know keeps one beer always at all times in her shower, and every morning she drinks a beer.
Is that the same friend who drinks an entire bottle of wine every single night? Because that girl has a problem.
Yeah, she might need to get some help. And let's see here, a couple more things. 20% of guys say sometimes they only wash their, quote, important parts and not the entire body. I assume that would be like junk, butt crack, and that's about it, right?
See, I think that's gross. You should wash your entire body.
And the Dave Matthews voice, space between.
It's not real clean. And the survey finally found that about 1 in 3 guys say sometimes they go to work without taking a shower. Does that gross you out?
Yes.
Yeah, that grosses me out. Boys, I think, need to shower more than girls.
It's true. Like, they just naturally have more BO and sweat more.
They sweat more. They have more BO. It's just gross. Like, I shower off every day, but I definitely don't wash my hair every day.
Okay. Well, I didn't shower this morning, so just
ew, Joe.
Putting
God.
That
That's
there.
Why it smells in here.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You check it out, radionowindy.com.